It's 2 o'clock on Sports Radio 94 WIP, and we have got you covered pillar to post on all kinds of eclipse news. Or just tell you that the freaking moon is in front of the sun and get over it, or whatever it is. 888-729-9494. See, this is me. This is what I'm about. Everybody's going nuts for the eclipse, and I either want everybody's eyes to burn out or I just don't care.
I like it.
I just don't care. Oh, Isaiah Kaiser Reese.
Kaiser, so say.
Or Deshaun.
Oh, okay.
888-729-9494. Pound 9494, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. We will, yes, we will go live outside the turtle for updates in moments, at which point he will tell us that it's getting a little bit darker, and then it's getting a little bit lighter again. And my partner is fortunate to still have his sight because he got sucked into the hype.
I did, man.
Went out into the street, threw on some glasses they told you was okay, and
damn near blinded myself.
You couldn't see a damn thing when you got back. What happened?
Well, like most hard-headed bad kids, when you're told not to do something,
you do it.
I did it anyway. So.
Now, did you actually look without the glasses too or not?
I did. For a quick second.
And that's what blinded you?
For a quick second. Yeah. I'm back to normal now.
How would you describe the experience?
Well, I tell you, it came and it went. It was fast.
So it really resonated with you. Yes. It's a memorable moment that you'll never forget.
I'll never forget this moment in my life.
Oh, my God.
I spent more time preparing for this thing than the actual sight of it.
No kidding. And
not to mention, I only saw like a little piece
a
of
sliver.
The eclipse over the sun. Yeah. Good job.
There are people like where we are on the ninth floor at Market Street. There are people all over the place here on the roof. Some of them got coolers out there. They're tailgating to sit and watch this. Ben wanted to take the day off today to watch the eclipse. By the way,
reminds me of that scene from Independence Day when they were all on top of the roof.
Exactly.
Waiting on the aliens to come.
Doesn't anybody remember Independence Day?
Oh, like, that's where you were going?
This is exactly how Independence Day 3 is going to start.
Yeah.
You're going to be told that there's an eclipse, but it turns out that the aliens just want to suck out your eyeballs when you're looking at the sun. And somehow Jeff Goldblum and Judd Hirsch have special glasses by accident. Oh, my God. Jeez. It's a sun and the moon. You see them every day. What is the big deal? It gets a little dark for about 20 minutes. If I want it dark at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I'll go to Alaska.
That's true.
You know? Yeah.
I wonder what the eclipse is like for them.
I'm sure it's not to be missed. I'm sure it's not to be missed. Apparently, it was a magical moment today in Oregon. And I got to tell you.
Yeah.
If you're one of the people that picked up and went down to Missouri for the one place where it's supposed to be ideal to watch this, and you're not a scientist, like you did this of your own volition and nobody was paying you to do it, you're a loser. I don't get it. It's a neat scientific phenomenon, I guess, but I got to tell you, like I'm sitting in here, and we have four giant windows looking outside. Mm-hmm. You know what I see? Blue skies and some clouds. And you know, and the bridge.
Yeah, pretty much the same sight we see every day.
Yep.
Around here.
Exactly.
When it's not raining. Yeah, when it's not raining.
Anyway, we will have full team coverage as we send Turtle out into the street in a little while.
Can't wait.
Find out if the sky starts bleeding. Mm. Oh, my Lord. Meanwhile, talk about panic. How much panic can there be around a couple of throwaway comments, one from Merrill Reese and, you know, Adam Kaplan chiming in on LeGarrette Blount maybe not making this team? I got to tell you, I don't buy into it right now. And Merrill just kind of wondered aloud when he said it the other night.
Yeah, I actually talked to Merrill today.
Yeah.
About that.
When he was kind of, am I have it right? Did he basically wonder aloud? It wasn't, he's not going to make this team.
No, it wasn't. He's not going to make the team. He was thinking out loud.
Yes.
That's what he was doing. Listen, when you're in the third, fourth quarter of a dog
of a preseason game. Yeah. It's called emptying the bucket. Okay.
You know, so he threw it out there to Q.
Now look, is it a lock that LeGarrette Blount makes his team? Yes, I think it probably is.
Yes, it is.
I think it is, and it has nothing to do with money or anything else. And you made this point earlier, and it's the exact same thing I was thinking. Who else is going to run the ball effectively besides LeGarrette Blount and get short yardage? I understand that he couldn't run it outside the other night, but when I looked up, those plays were getting blown up beforehand. You know, you have to be quick to get the corner, but I don't think it was all his fault.
Listen, LeGarrette Blount is a in-between-the-tackles runner. You didn't bring LeGarrette Blount here to run sweeps. You just didn't. So when he fails at running between the tackles, short yardage situations, or can't hold on to the football, then I'll get worried about LeGarrette Blount. The fact that they ran a few ineffective sweeps for 2 weeks and Blount didn't look like the bulldozing running back that we've become accustomed to watching throughout his career does not concern me one iota. Not a one. Again, if they were third and short yardage situations, fourth and short yardage situations, and he were getting stuffed or he couldn't break tackles, then maybe that's something I look at. But right now, LeGarrette Blount is the least of your issues when it comes to the running game. They had better start blocking up front. That's your concerns about the running game. Forget about cutting LeGarrette Blount. You had better be able to block up front, and that's what they haven't done for 2 weeks, whether it's the plays that are being called or what. I don't know. Maybe they're not suited to run sideways. Well, you better start blowing people off the ball so you can run north and south with the big fella. Wendell Smallwood is an east-west runner.
Mm-hmm.
Darren Sproles is an east-west runner. LeGarrette Blount is a north-south runner. As a matter of fact, I'm looking for packages with a fullback in there for him.
Look.
What's the purpose of bringing him here?
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to bring him here and reinvent the wheel at 30 years old?
How did short yardage go last year? This
Terrible.
Is why you brought him here.
Yes.
And by the way, in case anybody didn't really notice, when they ran him between the tackles, he was fine.
Yeah.
He had a 9-yard run at one point. You know, a couple shorter runs here and there. There was a little burst there. He's fine.
He's the type of back you have to get him going. He's not one of these little dart quick guys that he only needs 5 touches, 10 touches.
No.
No, he's a wear you down type of a runner. He's going to give you 3 yards here, 2 yards there, 4 yards here. And then next thing you know, I got an 8, 12, 15-yarder on you. That's what LeGarrette Blount does to you. He wears the defense down. You got LeGarrette Blount so you can close games. LeGarrette Blount is not leading you to victory by running the football. You got LeGarrette Blount so you can close games, ladies and gentlemen. Fourth quarter, pound the football, run the clock, pick up first downs, move the chains, punch it in from the 2-yard line, the 1-yard line. That's what you got LeGarrette Blount here for. When he starts failing at doing those things, then we can talk about cutting him. Cutting him for sweeps? Running sweeps? Nope. Are you kidding me?
Having said all that,
yes,
I am still.
Let's not start tearing the team down before we get to game one.
No. I am still, though, turning my eyes northward once again to Western New York and picking up the telephone and seeing if I can pluck another little gem off the Buffalo tree, if you will.
Shady.
Bring Shady back. Look, we talked about this the other day. If you have Shady and Blount, and they have the cap room to do this right now for this year, if you have Shady and Blount, you are, I mean, we are changing the entire dynamic. Look, the Eagles' offense is better now. It would be a potential great offense if you bring Shady here and employ him and have Blount and have a situation where your running game goes from non-existent to potentially dominant.
Yeah, I hear you, brother.
I know it's a lot to ask.
Not a lot to ask. Buffalo's not trading Shady McCoy.
Well, here's the thing. Why not? I mean, they just...
Well, they don't
just
have anything else on the team.
Exactly. So it is tankathon.
Yeah.
They're trusting the process.
Yeah, I listen.
Look, Anquan Boldin just walked away from that mess.
I hear you, but until I hear that Shady McCoy is being offered, I'm just not buying that. He's too good of a player.
I know he's a good player.
He's too good of a player.
I know, but I think that...
And then here's the other thing. You think Buffalo is going to take a fourth rounder? If they're going to put Shady McCoy on the block, Well, they're going to take the highest to the highest bidder.
Get out from under that contract. I don't know.
You're still talking about they don't own, nobody else on the team. My only point is that they're going to trade Shady McCoy. They're going to trade him to the highest bidder.
All right. You want your deal? Here's your deal.
Don't forget he's 29 years old.
I know.
Okay.
Wendell Smallwood in the fourth.
That's not going to get
Shady
McCoy.
Oh, it might.
No, it's not.
It might.
It's not.
Why not?
Would you trade Shady McCoy for Wendell Smallwood in a fourth-round pick?
If I was the GM, of course not.
Okay, then.
But that team is shown with the two deals they have made already and the fact that Bolden is now walking away. And we saw how they looked the other night. That team has shown they are tanking. And they and the Jets are racing to the first pick in the draft. And if that's what they're talking about doing, and look, these things, I didn't make these up. These came up out of Buffalo, these discussions. And Shady has made it clear.
I don't know if that Shady McCoy talk came from Buffalo.
Well, none, I mean, the one last week, I thought it was a Buffalo News or one of those Buffalo papers that had it.
I don't know.
Anyway, Shady did kind of make it clear that he was not thrilled with the prospect of a rebuilding situation. So is Shady going to get a little bit vocal here if things get a little bit worse in the next week or so?
I don't – you want me to engage in this, and I just don't see it. I just don't see it.
May not happen.
I just don't see it. I just don't see it. Of course I would take him. And, yeah, I would sit a fourth-round pick. I don't think anybody will argue that. But you're talking about calling Buffalo – And basically trying to convince them to give up Shady McCoy. You're going to have to come with more than Wendell Smallwood.
First thing I'm going to do
is a fourth-round pick.
First thing I'm going to do is, first of all, I have undersold Howie's ability to make these trades because he has proven me dead wrong and many others with how he's handled this offseason. I mean, think about it. They started the offseason with $12 million in cap room, and they have $12 million in cap room right now. And they're an infinitely better football team than they were at the beginning of the offseason. Secondly, they
We believe they are.
On paper, they are. Yeah. I'll say that. On paper, they are. Secondly, they obviously have a relationship with the Bills at this point.
Yeah.
Thirdly, I'm telling you, I'm looking at Buffalo. I don't know why they would hang on to Shady at this point if they can
because they have to field a football team.
If they got a young player and a pick. Maybe.
I hear you.
I'm just saying maybe.
Like I told you. Nobody here would argue that. Nobody here would argue that. If all it took was Shady McCoy and a fourth-round pick, yeah.
What do you think it legitimately?
I mean, Wendell
Smallwood.
All right,
so what does it legitimately take at this point if you're Buffalo?
I would think at least a second or third-round pick.
How about a second in 2019?
You don't want to give up a second-round pick for Shady. He's a 29-year-old back. I love the guy.
No, but they're going to win now.
I don't know. I don't know.